Welcome to the Church Instrumental Music and Worship Podcast, brought to you by MyStaffArranger.com. Hi, I'm Larry Jones, your host. I'm the owner and senior arranger of MyStaffArranger.com. And if you're not familiar with the MyStaffArranger.com community, we invite you to stop by our homepage at www.MyStaffArranger.com. And there on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can sign up for our free monthly e-newsletter. All you have to do is plug in your name and email address and follow the directions once you submit that information. And when you do sign up for that free monthly e-newsletter, you will receive a number of free gifts. One of those is a set of orchestra warm-ups that I've written, and it's a really effective tool for building intonation and technique, and I use it with my orchestra each and every week. It's a really effective tool. And there's also an arrangement of a hymn, fully orchestrated. You'll receive that for free, along with some other tools. So again, if you're not subscribing to the free monthly e-newsletter, just stop by the homepage at www.mystaffarranger.com and just go ahead and sign up there. Also, part of the MyStaffArranger.com community is my blog. I blog regularly about three or four times a week. You can access that through our homepage, or you can go directly there, www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. And also our podcast, where this podcast originates from, that homepage is www.mystaffarranger.podomatic.com. So we just invite you to stop by those three websites and get more familiar with me, Larry Jones, and our business, MyStaffArranger.com. And this is the week of September 24th. A few weeks ago, I began this latest multi-part podcast regarding improving the quality of your church orchestra. Last week, we covered part 5, building community and buy-in. And this week, I continue with part 6, Building Musical Excellence. But before we continue, let's pause for this brief commercial timeout. Hey, worship pastors and church instrumental directors. MyStaffArranger.com proudly introduces the FlexChart system. Coming soon in 2008, the FlexChart system is on the forefront of church music arranging for the 21st century music ministry. We will be offering churches fully orchestrated hymn and worship song arrangements in the following editable formats: Finale 2008 files, XML files, which you can import to earlier versions of Finale and Sibelius, and in addition, MIDI files. The benefits of the FlexChart system includes the following. First, multiple editable file formats as mentioned earlier. Two, monthly subscription format with additional benefits at a low cost. 3. Full orchestration that includes harp, string reduction, and separate string parts. 4. Standardized FlexChart score template so you can easily merge other FlexCharts together using Finale 2008. 5. Through composed arrangements so you have clear roadmaps, delete or repeat sections of the music as you desire in a few easy steps. Visualize all the possibilities you would have if you had arrangements and orchestrations similar to the Celebration Hymnal, Songs for Praise and Worship, More Songs for Praise and Worship, G3 Worship, Praise Charts, all in Finale or other editable files. The power and flexibility you would have to craft flowing worship services would be incredible. To receive more information on the FlexChart system, subscribe to our free monthly e-newsletter at www.mystaffarranger.com, and also subscribe to our blog feed at www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. Look for us soon in January 2008. To receive a free sample FlexCharts chart, please email me, Larry Jones, at ljones@mystaffarranger.com. Again, that's ljones@mystaffarranger.com to receive your free sample FlexChart. Early in the morning. And we're back. Again, this is the week of September 24th, and this is Improving the Quality of Your Church Orchestra podcast, part 6, Building Musical Excellence. And this podcast is really a continuation in thought from all my previous podcasts. There is a method to building musical excellence within your instrumental ensemble once a foundation has been laid. Okay, so here are my thoughts on a systematic approach to building excellence. Number one, begin with a planned out quality rehearsal. You must have clear, thought out rehearsal order, study your scores and demo recordings. Know where the problem areas are before you rehearse. I have mentioned in previous podcasts that your orchestra does pick up on the fact that if you're standing on the podium, and this is really any group, a praise team, choir, any musical ensemble, they can pick up if you have come in prepared or not, just based on your, if you're sure of yourself, if you're in command of the podium, if you're in command of the rehearsal. So you need to come in planned, think through what you're going to rehearse. What I like to do is I have a rehearsal order that I write down exact places in the music that I want to rehearse. Sometimes I just want to sight read music, so I'll begin at the beginning and run it the music to the end. I might come in with just a section of measures that I need to woodshed with the orchestra. So again, plan out your rehearsal, what exactly you want to accomplish during that time. Okay, number two, start on time and end on time. There's nothing more important than beginning your rehearsal when you tell your group that you're going to start and end when you tell them that you're going to end. Number three, be sure to have a rehearsal pianist and a solid drummer for every rehearsal. Your pianist will hold the ensemble together musically through all the holes, and the drummer will keep everybody together rhythmically. Man, there's been a few rehearsals where my pianist didn't show up, and it was just torture getting through that hour and a half, 2 hour rehearsal. A lot of times I've ended up cutting a rehearsal short based on if I didn't have a pianist or drummer, based on the frustration level within the orchestra and with me. Number four, take time at the beginning and whenever you need to tune your ensemble. String players will probably need the most time to get all of their strings in tune and fight with peg slipping, temperature and humidity issues, so forth. We usually tune against a piano since our worship is piano driven, but you can also use tuners and pitch generators that will give you A440 with a straight, flat sound. This is especially good if you're playing with electronic keyboards. Number five, encourage your musicians to buy and use tuners and metronomes. I've really noticed with my orchestra, once they started to understand that they needed to figure out their tuning pitch issues on their instrument, and some of them going out and buying tuners, that the quality and the pitch has really gotten better because they have taken responsibility for that. Number six, take the time at the beginning of rehearsal to do warm-ups, technique builders, chorales, and scales. You know, and I've really noticed an improvement in the quality of our orchestra when I began doing this consistently each and every week. If you haven't done so already, you can get a copy of my orchestra warm-ups by subscribing to our free monthly e-newsletter that I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast at www.mystaffranger.com. Number seven, audition new players that want to play in your ensemble. My approach has been with new players. I tell them, play a couple of Wednesday night rehearsals just to see what orchestra is like. For example, the difficulty of the music, the responsibilities that each orchestra member has. And then after they've done that, we'll touch base and see if they would like to take the next step. If I'm able to discern during rehearsal that they are a pretty good musician, I may not audition them. If I can't exactly tell how they play, then I'll audition them. From there, if they don't necessarily play a key position such as drums, bass guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, you know, those core rhythm section instruments that really require one player, then I'll probably let them play with us and work with them on musicianship issues. If they are a key position, then I'll audition them, and if they have a lot of musical problems, then I would ask them, hey, you need to take some lessons and get up to speed before we could use you on a regular basis. Okay, number eight, conduct sectional rehearsals. This will give you and other strong musicians in your group the opportunity with the various sections to work out pitch, rhythm, and other ensemble problems. So you want to rely heavily on your strong players to help you run these sectional rehearsals so that you can woodshed the parts in a sectional setting, and then you can bring the groups back together and work out on your ensemble problems. And finally, number nine, at each rehearsal and service, continue to raise your and their expectations. I've been at the same church now for over 8 years, and it's gratifying and also a bit humorous to hear musical leaders within the orchestra talking like me regarding excellence, musicianship, etc. Well, anyway, these are just some idea-generating thoughts on building musical excellence within your orchestra, and I pray these suggestions have been helpful to you. Stay tuned next week for our final podcast in this series, Part 7. And we thank you for stopping by and being part of this podcast. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.